You know, he's probably still asleep, but do you think he's coming or not?
I don't know, bro. He went to bed really late last night.
All right, let me give him a call real quick, Colin.
All right.
Good morning, sunshine. Are you coming or what?
I'm almost ready.
All right, well, we're waiting for you.
Hey, you said the name of the podcast.
I think it's Creature's episode, so it's Creature's turn.
It's Creature's turn. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We're Waiting for You. This is our podcast. This is the second episode of our podcast. It's very exciting. We've come back. So today we are going to be discussing Series 13, Episodes 1, 2, and 3 of a great British game show called Taskmaster. It uses a whole bunch of different comedians that honestly you've probably never heard of from UK and all over the world. We'll have a link below to the YouTube channel where you can watch along with us and, maybe join in the discussion in the chat. Enjoy the show. Star, how are you
Well,
doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
He says, you did say it was, we are, it's just we're waiting for you.
Not so easy, is it, creature?
I never said it was easy.
By the way, just for honesty's sake, we can just say Series 13, Episodes 1 and 2 on my behalf.
I actually saw
This
1 through
surprises
4.
nobody.
I saw the 4 episodes, and I started 5, but then I got busy. So I was just gonna go through it. But
Oh.
just out of curiosity, why did you, just to recap, why did you pick this one, creature?
So let me start with the premise of the show first, right? I really like British game shows. I like British stand-up comedians. There's one in particular, Greg Davies, who I follow for a couple of years. YouTube's algorithm recommended this show to me because he's the host of the show. There are two main characters on the show: Greg Davies, who plays the quote-unquote Taskmaster, and the guy that sits next to him, Alex Horn, who's actually the showrunner of the show. He's the guy that creates everything that people do. He's the real brains of the operation. I started watching the show the week before I got COVID the first time, and I binge watched the first 10 seasons of it. I'm going to say t seasons instead of series. Series is a British term, but I don't want to confuse anyone. The first 10 seasons of the show, much to my wife's demise, because I would be up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and all she would hear is the fucking theme show coming from another room because I was like locked down in our spare bedroom.
So you were feeling sickly and you wanted to watch a show involving sickly looking people.
The reason I picked this season was seasons 10, 11, and 12 were all filmed during COVID. There was no studio audience. This is the first season that they came back and actually had a studio audience.
Oh, interesting.
So
Okay.
things were a little bit more chaotic in this episode, in this season than normally. Back to the premise though. The show is fairly straightforward. Every episode, you have five stand-up comedians, all the same stand-up comedians throughout the entire series, and they do five tasks. Two that are done in front of a live studio audience, and three that are done pre-recorded, which they then critique or bash or talk about.
So that was what I was going to say was that was one of my first questions was they seemed a little too well prepared to be just random people like The Price is Right. But these are essentially like your B and C listers, like what you said, standard comedians. They're not just random folks.
They're not necessarily stand-up comedians. They're all comedians. So some of the
Okay.
people, like, so some of the one of the guys on the show, Chris Ramsay, is a radio talk show host. The Irish guy, Ardal O'Hanlon, is, I think he's an Irish television star. Judy Love is a stand-up comedian and things like that. But they're all, so Alex
Can
Horn does a really good job of saying, I'm sorry?
I was gonna say, can I point out, Devo, if you would have watched the episodes, you would have known they were comedians because they actually make fun of, I think her name was Judy,
Judy Love, yeah.
at a show, so you would have known they do stand up.
Well, I know like a couple of them. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, you can always pick random people that turn out to be like doing things in their
Yes,
lives. You know what I mean?
I was wondering why them. I was wondering why them.
Yes. That was my question was, they didn't put like a little banner underneath the, each one of their names and be like, you've seen this person from,
From
Well, so that's part of what I like about the show, right? It's, almost everyone's there because they're pushing something, but they don't actually push it on the show. It's not a talk show. It's not the way that British game shows work. Come here, we'll put you in the limelight. People can Google you, and that way they can find out what the fuck it is you're
So
doing.
they don't do it. They don't do it like in football. From Georgia, Idaho, or whatever,
Right.
standing at six
Right. And
foot seven.
it's not a talk show, right? So it's not like someone's coming on Conan O'Brien and they're like, I'm here to plug my new TV show. And then also we can banter a little bit.
Gotcha.
This is
Okay.
just full-blown fucking chaos, and I love it. So the premise of the show, right? You get a task and you figure out how to do it. So each comedian does, they record over the course of, I think, like 3 months or something like that, and they come in for like 3 different days. And here's your task, do it. And everyone does it the way they're going to do it. Nobody does it the same way, except for the people that do it exactly the same way, which we'll talk about. But yeah, I absolutely love this show.
Yeah,
And I'll shut
I
up
seen.
now.
Well, I seem to notice like there was one task that was rigidly designed where it was something that like you have to do this, and then there's some tasks where it's like creative, like you can, this is you. You go out and figure it out. Come up with your own idea. One of my f favorite ones that actually I thought like this might be something that I might want to do at a party a few times was that the duel bit where Chris came up with the basketball with the basket on the back.
The
I
turtle
think
ball.
that would be a yes, the turtle ball. Or he actually called it basketball, just
Right.
two words, because there was a basket involved. I actually thought that would be kind of a really hilarious drunk game because we probably all have a laundry basket around the house and tennis balls. And we could probably get that done. It would be incredibly, odd because we are getting older now. So maybe someone of us might pull a muscle, but it could be something we could do.
Yeah, pull a muscle while all fours throwing balls at
Yeah,
each
we'll pull a
other.
muscle while all fours. Maybe black out from, blood not making it back to the head.
Well, so the duel episode, I'm sorry. The duel task is a good example too of four of them actually did like a physical duel. And then the winner of the show was like, no, we're doing a fucking rap battle.
Yeah. That was fun.
It's creative. I don't know if, I guess I'll jump right into it. I don't really watch game shows. So this was a little different for me, especially with you've been talking about this for a while, creature. And I said, all right, I'll go into this. I'll see what it is. And I saw four episodes. Like I said, I saw four episodes. I was starting the fifth one and I got busy, but there was a couple of things that I did like, a couple of things I didn't like. And but I like the host and his side host Alexis, or what was it, Alex? They were
Yeah,
funny.
which by
I
yeah,
love
which
how
by the
they
way.
shit on him throughout the entire
Yeah.
episodes. The poor guy,
So
bro.
he's not doing anything on that tablet. I'm just gonna say that. It's just a
It's
tablet.
just having a turned off screen, I bet.
No. It's a tablet, you know what I mean? Like he takes a picture with it. He does cute stuff. But they act like when like he's awarding points like he's fucking doing something.
Yeah,
He's
he's
not
not.
doing anything.
Can I tell you something?
What?
So they are
Oh.
now on the 16th or 17th series on the show, right? They do two series a year. And one of the guys that's currently on it pointed out, you're not doing anything on the tablet. Why do you keep doing that? And Greg interrupted him. He's like, we've been doing 17 episodes, 17 seasons. This is the season I found out that tablet actually works and he controls everything. Because
Really?
he also, the host of the show, thought the same thing you do. He's just fucking tapping on the fucking tablet for no reason.
He was no way. Like, at first I was like, damn, he's really playing this whole bit out about just tapping on the screen, because he's always tapping on it when he says next on the screen and he taps on it. And I was like, there has to be a bit. The guy's just sold on it so much already. I was like, all right, he's into it. He's, you know. But, okay, from not jumping all over the place, I love how they all were mixing together as a cast. It was great. I love that part. They were all mixing together. But I got to say, some of those tasks were just like asinine to watch. I was like, oh, my God, this is boring. This is so stupid.
I'll say there's definitely one in there. That jump, squat, salute bullshit.
Go ahead.
Second he came up with that, I'm failing on round one
to sit the fuck down. I'm with you. When I heard that and they were like still going at it, especially Chris, I was like, oh, what the fuck? How the hell did he remember all that shit? I was already gone by the second thing, squat and then jump. I was like, I'm done. That's the extent you're going to get out of me. Because I'm not going to do all this shit. But they were really into it.
Yeah, basically, so, for people who haven't watched it, it's like a like Simon Says kind of thing, but with like the most odd things, where you have to count while jumping on odd numbers and squatting on even numbers, saluting on numbers that are divisible by four, and they just kept adding another layer each round.
Actually, here, hold on.
Count
to 13 as a group, each player taking it in turns to say a number. Every time you say an odd number, you must also squat. Every time you say an even number, you must also jump. If you make a mistake, you are out. If someone reaches 13 or someone is eliminated, other rules will be introduced. And then every single time someone got knocked out, they just kept adding more rules.
Yeah, I was...
Even when they got to 13, they just added more rules, so...
Right.
Right. Well, that's what he just said. But
13 were knocked out.
Oh yeah.
Listen, once you add a third one on there, I'm like, listen, I'm done. I am not trying to remember all this shit just for.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not gonna bring it up yet, but I'm just for these fucking whack ass prices you're getting at the end. But I was like, okay, well, let's not jump there yet. But as a cast, they were phenomenal together. They worked together. You could tell they blended well together, and it was just great. I mean, you had what was it? You had Arnold, Sophie, Bridget, Judy, and Chris. And they were great to have them in there with the host, the Taskmaster, and Alexi. Because I think they just all work as their a mix together. The banter was great.
Part of the reason why they bring in comedians, right? Because they fucking flow off of each other. And every person brings their own level of ridiculousness. Right? So, when I first watched this season, because this is the third time I've watched this one now. When I first watched this, I didn't like Ardle in the beginning.
I gotta agree.
Weird.
Yeah.
But once you watch it all and you go back and watch it again, you realize he's fantastic. Because what he does, he's got to tell. Whenever he has a bad thing, he bashes everyone else. So in the episode, in the task where you had to like recreate the photograph that you had, his was shit. He knew his was shit. So he just made everyone else's, up until they introduced his, be absolute shit. Like, oh, this dog doesn't match this dog over here. Or you don't have the same amount of star. You know, it's not an exact recreation. So that when his came up, it was like, I don't know. He won you over very quickly.
But by the way, I found them, like you said, weird, because when they had the first task of finding the goddamn ducks, yes, they were given the task of finding ducks. They were stickers and they were lights. That's all they were, people. But when he was like, oh, so I got to find ducks. And I'm like, holy shit, it's been 3 minutes. This man is still asking questions about the goddamn duck. And the task literally says, and it starts now, and you have 20 minutes, the fastest win. And he's like, so do I look around? And I'm like, look around, motherfucker. Like, I was like, what did Creature just give me into? Because if this is the way this thing is going to be, I'm turning this off after episode one, bro. But thankfully, you had people like Chris and Sophie and I'm missing one. Bridget. No, not Bridget. Judy.
Judy.
Bro, I got to tell you, Judy
bullshit
is,
artist.
oh my God, the extreme. And I loved her for that. Like, and once again, that banter from her, especially with the Taskmaster, was great. And the way she gave Alexei such a hard time, I was like, all right,
It's
okay.
just Alex.
Yeah. Is it Alex? I thought it was Alexei.
Yeah. Alex.
Okay.
Soviet, former Soviet born.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Alexei. But
That's why.
No,
it was hard to
one
get
other
into
thing.
at first. Go ahead.
Star, did you need the closed captioning that Creature said we had to have?
No, I did not. I did not need it. I
Okay,
didn't
so
even
that's
put it on.
just Creature hating white people then, can't understand their language.
No, so it makes it clear. First, I watch everything with closed captioning,
I know, but the way
regardless.
you said that, it was like we were watching freaking Peaky Blinders or something.
I understood everything for the except for when they were talking about local things. I was like, what did he say? And then I will
That's a
rewind
skip.
and loot. Huh?
Yeah. There's a couple of those you have to look up. Even a
Yeah.
closed caption is not going to help. But I understood he said the word skip.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple things, but other than that, I didn't need the closed caption, and it was good. I as a that once again as a cast and all of them, they made it great, but there were some tasks that I was like, this is boring as shit. Like the canvas. What the hell was that about?
The kissing one,
Yeah,
the
bro.
lipstick.
But now that you bring that up, one thing I noticed about the tasks, you have to read it and you have to read the words and the grammar properly. Because one of them picked it up. Every task had like a little grammar where it says you have to paint with the lipstick on your lips. So one of the girls just grabbed the lipstick and put it on her lips, but she grabbed the entire lipstick and she started painting with it. And I was like, that's smart. And then
Smart.
in another task, you were hear things like the candle. There was one about a candle. The candle must be blown out when you start, or when the candle must be blown out. It doesn't say you have to blow it out altogether. So little things you pick up like that, I was like, oh, okay, these tasks can be creative. But some of them were just like, this is boring.
So the task creation process is really interesting, right? So the one with trying to get Alex to bite the duck, right? Nowhere does it say you have to use water. Nowhere
Correct.
does it say you don't have to use water. But
Correct.
because of the way he's dressed, right? And he mentions in the task, like
Make sure
everyone
don't get
assumed
me wet.
water, right? These guys assumed water, whereas the women were like, "Nope, all right, let me just bring you the duck." And the other guys are just spraying him,
Yeah.
and you get a good sense for how much. Not hate is the wrong word. It's not that they hate Alex, it's that they hate the character that he plays in the show. Because they just
Oh.
come up and fucking just spray him.
Well, he also mentioned that he's like, I don't even care about points at this point. I think I just want to amuse the Taskmaster. Hopefully he's amused. I know he'll be amused. And then the guy at the end with the Taskmaster was like, oh, I was amused. I was amused. Who doesn't want to just go up to him and just spray him with water? And I was like, oh, this is, that banter is funny. And the way they develop that ta certain tasks are really good.
Yeah. No, I liked a lot of that. Sorry, I'm reading through my notes right now, just so I'm not forgetting anything, kind of thing. I have
So,
a good idea for something later, but
and just on the topic of the cast, Sophie, she was oddly weird, but at the same time, she came out dressed like I don't know her. She gave a weird vibe, just like Arnold. But at the same time, she's probably for me like the most interesting when it comes to like picking her brain about things. Is like she just made up shit as she went along, and I was like, okay, well. It was just weird. It was just weird with Sophie. Like, good at the same time, but at the same time, I was like, oh man, I don't want to be in a what is it, in an escape room with her. Like, it was just odd.
Yeah, no, it's good though. I liked it. I wish I would have got to episode three. So the truth is there.
One thing I want to bring up is the prizes that they bring in. I actually kind of like that they have to bring in the prizes. Even they probably have a locker room where they say just pick something for
Which I'm
like.
fairly certain is everything that Judy brings.
Like the first episode, I kind of liked the first episode. Like I was taken back. I was like, oh, they got to bring in shit. And one of them goes, oh, this is a last will and testament. I was like, who the hell brings it in a last will and testament? And she goes, oh, I don't know who it belongs to. It just sits in my hallway. I lost it laughing. I lost it laughing. Is like, you never try to find out who he belongs to, and they're like, oh, they're probably dead by now. So it's like, I lost it laughing. But when go ahead.
And then, then Alex goes, oh yeah, no, it belongs to his dear wife Mary, and blah blah blah, and he starts prattling things off about it. And Greg goes, well, you know about a lot about that. He goes, I read it.
Yeah, it was odd, but also funny at the same time. And one of them brought in Now Music 24, and I was like, oh my god. And then she BS's the entire tape. Oh, that was what's her name?
Judy.
Yeah, she BS'd the entire tape about what it was. And then somebody brought in a sofa. I think that was Chris, if I'm not mistaken. You can tell Chris does a lot of. He comes up with stuff on the spot, but he also knows how to articulate whenever he puts his words together when it comes to the joke and so. But yeah, I found that funny. I found like they got to bring it in. Some of them were just stupid. Like in the second episode, they brought in the Dutch painting, which I laughed, but I also was like, who the hell would bring this to an
makes no sense.
But by the way, anytime they bring in prizes, it's just for the audience. They have to for episode two, it was like, bring in something you would show aliens. One of them brought an ET video, which was, I found that hilarious because it was like, oh, that's funny. If aliens landed on Earth, what would you bring them what would you bring them as a gift? It would be ET. Somebody else brought in a picture of them as a Dutch. Another one was a Rubik's Cube, a robot lawnmower, and a mirror. And why would you bring it in? And I like that opening segment. It was some of it was funny. Some of it was like, you could tell somebody just went into a dollar store, grabbed the first thing, and walked out that store and just didn't put any effort and just bullshitting the reason why.
It's a good icebreaker.
It is. It is. It's a good way before getting straight into the task. And what is the budget for this show? Because it looks like, hey, here's $20,000 for the entire season. Work with it. Because it's not like they go high effects here. It's not like they have a full warehouse that they do these tasks. You can tell this is in a small parking lot in a little somebody's front yard when they do most of these tasks.
Can go into some of the history. Like I said, I am deep in the show.
Okay.
So the show originally started with Alex. There's a comedians festival in Scotland that goes on every year, and something I think it was like 10 years ago, he was like, I need to think of something good, and he's eventually had like 20 comedians that he sent this tasks out to. Eventually that comedic bit went on for 5 years, and that got turned into a TV show. The first episode of Taskmaster, the first three episodes actually, are only 5 episodes long. It was essentially like a pilot to try and figure it out, but they always are in that same house. They always have, the production value is higher than what it looks like. They're in this house every single time. That main room that they're in that has the Taskmaster's picture in it, every single season, it's a different picture, it's a different theme. They've had circuses, they've had like, I don't know, just a whole bunch of different things, like steampunk and shit like that. Unfortunately, we didn't see an episode of it in these three, or two in Devo's case, but like production value, especially post-production on this is incredibly high. Like, they do really good editing. There's this one bit in a previous task where this woman's reading the directions. She's like, so without moving this thing, and they show a video of her moving it. And then they go cut back to without her moving this thing, and then another video of her moving the thing that she's not supposed to be doing. It's generally, production is fantastic.
Yeah,
and I think since season 10, they've had a lot more money put into the show.
Yeah, I can't think of another game show that has like an insane production value where they're like, you know, bring in CG and stuff like that. Like, game shows traditionally are not giant budget to begin with. When was the last time they like, you know, they've redeveloped the Plinko, you know, like, it's probably the same one that has been there since the 70s.
Like, if I'm thinking of it just a game show, and this is just from an American side, it's like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They have all these lights, they have these chairs, they have the way it moves, mm-hmm. And then you have, like, one of the low-end ones that I see, and just based on, because how the area they work in, it's like, whose line is it? You right? I love that mm-hmm. show. That's actually one of the only comedic shows that I really watch like that. And it's not like they use searchlights and high-end stuff or anything like that. And that makes it fun. And I was just wondering, I was like, wow, season 13 for these people. I wonder how, are they on a stage, a big stage or something? No, it's a little, they
Well,
get four chairs and sit down now in small audience. And I was like, oh, okay.
yeah,
And then when
maybe
they,
200, 300 people in the audience. That's it.
that was a funny thing about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was filmed at Universal, sorry, Disney World. And those, the people that you saw in the audience, that was originally, I believe that was one of their, like you'd see like Aladdin on, like a play or whatever inside the theme park. They just redeveloped one of those halls. And that's what that show was. So the people, the audience there that you saw were people that were at the theme park that day. If you really looked in, they are kept in the dark because they're all wearing fucking Mickey Mouse ears and had bags with their gift shop stuff in it. Like they just brought people in out of the theme park. So they always wanted to keep the lights low on the audience so you didn't really see them like that.
I never even knew that. That's good to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, even their the areas where they do the tasks, it was just like even the gear they use for the tasks is like you could tell it's just bricks, just lipstick that you probably got at a dollar store. Like I just found it intriguing. It was like, oh, okay, so it's not like they go super high end or anything like that. So.
Well, that's something worth bringing up too. Consistency is something that they are is very important with the show, right? So everyone has to have the same. If you're going to have bricks somewhere and this guy's using five bricks, everyone has to have these five bricks available because maybe someone does use the same task, right? So with the duck task, they all the three women all use the same exact fucking net without, without knowing that they're doing that. Consistency is really important for the production throughout the entire. Throughout the entire thing, because otherwise,
Which
you
duck?
can't tell right exactly.
Which duck task? The one where they had to find him in
Bucket.
the
The one
room.
that you,
not the
The
bucket.
one that you didn't watch.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to say. I was like, a net? What the fuck? I thought you were bringing in
Third
a sixth
episode.
contestant. A net.
On that.
Yeah, no.
Well,
Go ahead.
what's funny about the cheapness about that too, in the duck episode. They actually found a duck that had been there
That
from a
was
previous episode.
yes.
The one they had actually forgot to erase all the way from the wall.
It's funny. He goes, no, that was just from last season's previous. That's an extra point. He's like, he just wrote,
Yeah.
that's an extra point, bonus point. And
Yeah.
that's one thing.
That.
You said cheapness earlier. I got to tell you that to the task, like the one for the traffic cones. I'm sorry, I found that whole segment. They made it funny, but I found that whole segment boring. Like, here's two traffic cones. Make something out of history with it. And as they each done their tasks, I was like, wow, this is really boring. Like this episode, like this task is just has made this boring for me. But at least when they were talking about it and making fun of one another, the banter, that was funny. But the task itself was just, I didn't feel like watching it. I found myself just fast forwarding some of those parts because I was like, oh my God, I can't sit through this. I can't. This is just terrible for me.
Yeah, they could probably cut down to one series a year if they ran into, boring stuff, I guess. But yeah, then Creature would get mad.
Very mad.
Listen, Devo, you don't even know what I'm talking about because you stopped at episode two. This was on episode three.
To
How
be
you
fair,
so
hold on, I have watched multiple episodes with Creature prior to this, so he picked this one. What did we actually start at, like series one, episode one, when you were
yeah,
showing it to me?
when I had you
Okay,
watch it
yeah.
with the
Yeah, so I had seen that previously. So I am kind of versed. I just I just happened to see this specific episode you guys saw, which when Creature called me to wake me up, you may have heard it in the background playing when he called me.
Oh no, I didn't actually.
Neither did I.
Okay, that
So
might be a callback.
Creature, you just heard what I heard, right? This asshole didn't even watch it until just 15 minutes, 10 minutes before the damn podcast recording.
I was reading the book as I was walking into the classroom for the exam.
You're that guy. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Reading.
I read the first 10 pages and the last 10 pages and then just try to wing it.
Oh my God.
Which, by the way,
Oh my God. All
just
right.
stuff like that.
Moving on.
I gotta stop real quick.
What's that?
I gotta stop real quick.
You gonna stop real quick?
Yeah, give me a second.
All right.
Well, while he's gone, I'll see if
Watch
I could go
episode
through.
three. While Creature steps away, you're going to be able to see episode 3.
Yeah,
Hey,
exactly.
Deeble, the teacher stepped outside. Go ahead, read the book, read the book. Get ready for the test. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do you watch a lot of game
sorry,
shows?
Sorry, my boss is calling me.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, listen, when you're here, we're your boss. Back on top, I guess. So.
Oh, worst thing that happens is I could just get cut anyways.
So stupid.
So I think naturally you guys all went over everyone's favorite task. We went over everyone's least favorite task. So I've got a question for you guys then.
Okay, go ahead. Start it off with that.
So do you guys think you would watch, like continue watching, if not the show, this series, just to see who would win or how things like progress throughout the show?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and answer it. I'll tell you this. I was going to leave that for my final outro for it. But once again, I don't watch a lot of shows like that. Straight to it. No, I don't think I will continue to watch it. It's just not my thing. I would rather watch Whose Line Is It? I would rather watch if there were another Dave Chappelle show came out. That's what I usually would watch. But I don't watch a lot of shows like this. I usually watch TV shows, actual TV shows about a story and all that, not Taskmaster.
Yeah, and I think that using this for another podcast episode would be hard because I think a lot of the content of this was the structure and the design, not so much the actual content. And I think next time it would probably be a little dry if we did this again. But I will say that if, you know, I do enjoy game shows myself, I just think it would be more interesting if it was maybe Americanized a little bit, obviously, because
it
would help.
It failed miserably.
Really?
Oh, they did this as an American version, huh?
The Taskmaster itself is a massive franchise. It started off with this show, but there is an English. I'm sorry, there's an Australian version, a New Zealand version, a Swedish version, a Norwegian version, Portuguese. A whole bunch of other countries have this version of the show. They tried making a American version of it with, I think it was, was it Reggie Watts? Was the Taskmaster, and Alice Korn played the assistant. They had Lisa Lampanelli, Ron Funches, who I fucking love, and a couple of other people who I can't remember, and it did horribly. Absolutely horribly. Part of it was because it was half-hour episodes, and so it was like 20 episodes or something like that. It was just not very well done.
Okay. Well, that answers that one for me.
But they've talked about doing an American one and having Greg Davies do it and doing it properly. They did it for Comedy Central, and so they had to follow a whole bunch of things that Comedy Central had set up. It couldn't be an hour long.
Yeah, if it was Comedy Central, they are Comedy Central is, you know, it's the oxymoron. It is not Comedy Central. It isn't they ruin things more than they help. They really need to just let comedians be comedians.
Yeah. And, otherwise, even all the international versions have all been fantastic, other than this one.
I'll tell you this. The jokes, you can tell, obviously, this is a British TV show, game show. So the jokes are tailored around that demographic. Cause a lot of it was also dry humor. You got to be really into that.
Dry, witty, punny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Like Peasant Flucker. I'm sorry, Peasant Fucker.
Yeah, okay. But if you watch something like what's the shows that we like Saturday Night Live, or their jokes are more straightforward. I mean, you got to really be into Taskmaster on the jokes. And I was getting them, but I was like, at the same time, some of the jokes just, I was listening to them, it's just like listening to Devo on some of them. And I was just like, oh, okay, that was good. That was funny.
That's an insult to fucking British humor.
I think they should they could take some advice from me.
Oh God, no.
So that might have a lot to do with it. I grew up watching British humor, Monty Python, a litany of other things. You know, like I used to watch Mr. Bean on PBS all the time. So
see, I love Mr. Bean. I mean, who doesn't? If you don't like Mr. Bean, you have a problem. What? Devo doesn't like Mr. Bean?
No, I don't like Mr. Bean.
Oh my God, we are getting canceled. We are getting canceled in the UK. We definitely are.
Twice now.
Yeah,
I will say
unbelievable.
that, you know, I've never really, I will say I don't usually give them any chance. I try. I liked Rat Race. I thought he was funny in that.
He was great in that, actually.
But he got carried by John Lovitz because that was so much better.
Right, so
No,
what
no
about
fear.
you? What about you, Devil? What, like, would you continue watching this series?
Like I said, I have my stipulations. You know, obviously watching it with people is a big thing. You know, because this conversation we're having is a lot more fun than I had than watching the show. And I'm not saying that I didn't have fun watching the show. I'm just saying that talking about it is funny. Whereas there's some game shows that are funny standalone. This is definitely funnier
With
with
people.
communicate.
I would agree. I would agree, because when Creature and I used to watch a YouTube podcast about this lady that just, not a podcast, it's just a show of her, the shitting all over the
Construction.
constructions. But we would banter and feed off of one another, and it was hilarious. Hilarious to watch it with somebody else. And I think for me to watch this show, to continue watching it, I will have to be with somebody and watch it with them. And at that point, I'm sorry, Creature, I'm not gonna watch it with you, but I will have to be like, okay, I'll watch it with you, whoever I'm with or whatever.
That's just my general point. And also, I mean, being a series the way it is, I mean, you can't really pop in and out as much. You could, I guess you could, but the investment to watch an entire season because the cast stays the same and there's a lot of callbacks to previous episodes, it works for them in their favor because it keeps the audience attached to a season. But I think it also works against them because, you know, if I, you know, like if I sleep in and miss an episode of The Price is Right, it's not hurting me because tomorrow's episode is going to have nothing to do with yesterday.
I didn't get that from this show. Like, if you miss one episode, it's not like
Well, I mean,
also,
you're
it's
going to
not
have
difficult
to rewatch the episodes. They're streaming for free on YouTube.
Well, I
They're
know.
streaming for free.
I'm just saying that, you know what I mean? Like, there's an investment cost. You know what I mean? Like, you have previous episodes where they are going to mention stuff that happened.
But then with that mindset, you have to not watch it like it's a game show and watch it like it's a television show. If you miss an
Correct.
episode of a television show, then you've missed plot.
Yeah, which is also why this one works kind of better for this podcast because there is kind of a plot. It's not
There's an
just a
arc.
generic game show. Yeah, there's an arc.
So Creature, is this the latest series? Or is there, like, how
No,
many
they're
is?
currently on 17.
Wow, this is big for them
So
then.
they're on 17. 17 is the first episode, where they got it was announced that they were cleared for five more series.
Wow.
So
Okay.
they'll hit 21.
You
And
know.
so they do this. They have a live show that they do. Every New Year's, they do a New Year's treat. It's a one-off episode. They invite no comedians. It's just famous British people. So, like, one point they had like a one of the women that's on the show, Bridgerton. They had the brother from the movie The Mummy on it. I can't remember his name. They've
Oh,
done
the guy
three or four of those.
with the giant eyes.
I don't know.
Are you talking about
That's what he goes to. The guy's not a frog, Devo. The guy's not a frog.
Yeah.
It looks like a frog.
Oh,
And I'm not talking
God.
about I'm not talking about the racial slur that those people use either.
That
And
gets
then
audited out.
every five series they do a
John,
Champion of Champion series.
would it be John
So,
Hannah would be his name? John
yes, it's John
Hannah?
Hannah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Every so every five series they go back and they bring back the previous five winners, bring them back and see who does the best of the best. So they just did the third one of that. But the show's great for a multitude of reasons. One of the things, and so like I said, Greg Davies is what drew me in because I love his stand-up. His stand-up is hilarious. But every season I've watched for the last 17 seasons has been, oh, this is a comedian that I can watch. I can watch this guy's stand-up. Or what show is this person on? Let me watch. This has led me to watch other British TV shows, and things like that. So it's a very good. The entire point of a talk show is to get people to come in to watch their stuff. This does it really well without you telling me what their stuff is. I have to actually actively go out and find them, and they've been fantastic at doing that.
Yeah.
Does Chris watch it with you?
No, she hates it
I
because of the theme song, because she's been up. I kept her up at 3 o'clock in the morning when I had COVID watching it, just because of the theme song. She loves it otherwise, but she can't watch it because of all the music, all of which is
Gotcha.
produced by Alex Horn and his band.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. I guess from here we can go on to Devil. What's where we're going from here?
So I my little recommendation, I knocked out the little dump of the first three episodes of The Boys season four.
Oh, I gotta watch that. I it's by the
Yeah.
way, stay away from Twitter and Instagram
Oh
because I accidentally saw something and I said, nope. Now I gotta watch it before I get spoiled.
yeah. I still very much use the old Twitter feature of muting words. So as soon as there's something going on, I will just click the hashtag and then mute it. And then it's kind of out of my feed. But there's a this is not spoilery, but there's an ice rink scene where they're filming they're sorry they're doing a rehearsal for a musical on an ice rink, which is had me on the floor just laughing hilariously. And when you see it, you'll understand, Star.
Okay.
All right, for anyone who sees it, oh, it is yeah, it's a good one. And that's what the show's really at this point. The other thing I'm really enjoying is the fact that a lot of people didn't realize the show was about them, which Creature is enjoying, even though he's not watching the show. He's enjoying that on social media.
Creature, you haven't even seen season one, have you?
I think I stopped halfway through season one.
Okay.
For whatever
Yeah.
reason, it just didn't entertain me.
Oh
Not that it was
no.
bad, I just couldn't. There's a lot of shows I had like that though.
You
But
know
that's a
what?
conversation for a different podcast.
On that creature, fuck Fresca, okay?
Yeah.
So what about you, Devo? Creature.
So, unlike you guys, I put my money where my mouth is. I have been playing Mad Max.
You son of a bitch.
I think I'm
Is a
like
son of a bitch.
15, maybe 20 hours into the game, and yeah, nope, it's as good as I remember it being, and I've ha been having a blast.
So let me ask you this. Did you
Yeah.
start off where you left off, or did you start a new run?
I turned it on with the intention of starting where I left off. I looked around. I said, "There's too many people. I don't know what I'm doing." I started all over again.
That guy who goes in back to work after like 2 weeks off is like, "Oh shit. Oh shit."
Well, I did kind of put my money where my mouth is, because in the time since the last week, I went and saw Furiosa again, kind of the same thing.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I lost it in the theater when Rictus ran after the car after Star mentioned it in the podcast last week.
By the way,
You fucking goofball.
he is a goofball. By the way, I rewatched Mad Max Fury Road, and I just started like looking at every little detail. That was really good. I also started the game Creature, just like you. I did the let me play where I left off. That went horribly wrong. That was wrong. I said, okay, I'm gonna start a new game. I started the new game, and after about an hour or two, and I go, okay, now I know the button. That was my biggest issue. I forgot the fucking buttons because they're
Left bumper
weird.
to aim.
Yep, bro, they're so weird, the buttons, that
Well,
once I did
it's
that,
Australian, right? So you have to flip the controller upside down.
Oh, that would annoy the shit out of me. If like
What?
the map in the top is upside down, it's like south is up. I would fight someone.
So once after 2 hours, I was able to open my game up Creature and started playing it. Here's the funniest thing. Just like you, I was driving and I was like, wait, are these good guys or bad guys? So I was creeping up. I was like, no, I don't want to take this risk. There's a lot of people here. So I turn around and I saw a little camp and I was like, oh, they seem cheerful. Biggest mistake of my life, because as soon as I drove in, five cars came out of nowhere and completely destroyed me. And I was like, holy shit, I'm gonna have to start this game over. So,
Nice.
yeah, it's a fun game, but oh my God, just like you, I was lost.
I'll pick it up. I'll start playing it. I bought it though, so now I
Yeah,
have it.
you open your wallet and you bought it.
Yeah. That's all they care about.
That's true too. All right, so what are we gonna watch next week? So, if you gentlemen will take a look at our Discord, I'm just throwing it in there. For next week, we're gonna be watching Presumed Innocent Season 1. But we got four episodes out. So next week, June 26, we're gonna go over Presumed Innocent. Stars Jake Gyllenhaal. It's an Apple TV exclusive, and it's a crime show. We'll go in more into details about the show. And I think it's a good start because it's getting crazy good reviews already.
Okay. Yeah,
Looking
I'm
forward
down
to it.
to they have purchased a massive ad buy for this show on Amazon. If you've watched anything Amazon with commercials, it
Yeah.
is every goddamn commercial break. But
Really?
it's good because they're not really spoiling it. I'd be really pissed if they were spoiling it. They've done a good job of it looks like basically the opening episode maybe.
See
I hope.
this, and not to go into details, but this show for me, it's I'm like, oh God, it's not really my thing, but I actually kind of want to watch it. So I chose it just because it's only four episodes in, and it's supposed to be a really good show. So let's take a look, and we'll go
Yeah.
over it next week.
Yeah, sounds good,
And
man.
it's on Apple TV, you said?
Apple TV, yep. Four episodes already, and they come out every Wednesday.
All right. Watch along with us. And again, if you guys have any ideas as to anything you'd want us to watch, any recommendations at all, good, bad, in between, let us know and we'll pick a day and watch it.
Yeah, we'll
Oh,
tell you
that's,
why you're
yep.
wrong.
Oh, you know what? And one other thing to note off, we got some feedback already. And we're gonna start instituting those. We're making that little outline plan just based on the feedback that we already got. So just keep them coming. Any other
So
time in the
long.
future?
Yeah. No, that's it.
All right. On that, so long. Bye bye.
Does that sound
Right.
better?
Oh no. Devil?
No? Okay.
Oh my God.
What?
Sounds like you're in the shitter.
That's what I told him earlier. That's what I told him
Discord
earlier.
was like. All right, okay. Send me the video.
Why are we reinventing the wheel here?
Okay.